Welcome to All About Redecorating. My name is Jan Gerard, and I'm an interior decorator, and my company is also called All About Redecorating Interiors. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., the focus of the show is to inform you, inspire you, and involve you in transforming your surroundings, while at the same time to help you create a more comfortable and functional living space, but in the personality and style that you're most comfortable with. If you rent or own, no matter what the budget, it can be done. You can reach me at 401-849-1668, and my website is allaboutredecorating.com. And my website lists all the decorating services I provide. So if you have any questions or have any decorating issues or topics you'd like to have on the show, I'd love to hear from you. Over the past few years, people have been preferring what we call in the industry, less is more when decorating their homes. Basically, it's the no-frills look and a very streamlined design. But as trends come and go and ideas are recycled, and have we ever seen designs from the past make their way back like we're seeing right now? Remember the shag carpeting, avocado green? They always reappear. And I remember even 30 years ago, a lot of this stuff was popular, and it's coming back time and time again. So if it worked then, why can't it work now? Today I'm seeing, though, my clients wanting a sense of their own original design that is truly their own style. I personally feel it's because people are spending more and more time in their homes today. They're noticing things they've never seen before and want to reconnect with their surroundings, no matter what room in their home. Not too long ago, I met with a client and I was brought in to help her redesign her living room. She wanted to work with some of her existing pieces and planned on buying new furniture as well. But she wanted to create a fresh new look. As we were reviewing the overall plan, we started off with what I call the shell of the room, which are the ceilings and the walls. The question I asked her was, did she want to paint or have wallpaper? I always ask this because I never want to assume that they want either or. At that point, I thought it was a good idea to decide what was the inspiration for choosing the color tones. I found out by talking we had to work with the oriental rug and the curtains. She definitely wanted to have those in the room. So that was the inspiration for choosing the family of color. And really, when you think of it, no matter if it were wallpaper or paint, we have to figure out the base tones of what's going to be the connection. Now, to make a decision on what will work in looking through this process, first I told her we should visit some wallpaper stores to check out that option and then go from there. After visiting various stores and nothing connected with her, and she was getting very disappointed and very discouraged, thinking, I thought this would be easy. You know, I've seen this time and time again. You go through all the wallpaper books and see something you like, but it comes in just a few colors, but not the color scheme you want. But wouldn't it be nice if you could order wallpaper in the colors you love? That would be just too easy, I think. But let's face it, many companies don't want to offer that because it's considered a custom look. Custom design. They want to offer set patterns in just a few colors, and that's it. They're going really after more mass appeal when you look at the whole scheme of things. Also, to be honest, the consumer may find it way too expensive. So now, going to plan B, I asked her, what if I said to you that you could create a custom design for your walls and be very affordable at the same time? She looked at me quizzically, not really believing it could happen. Then I said, have you ever thought of faux painting your walls with just the design that you can call all your own? Well, her eyes lit up and now she got excited. I also shared with her that by faux painting, she could even have her own personalized handcrafted finish. Again, she could choose whatever she wanted and just think, the ideas and designs are endless. Then I mentioned, I know just the faux painter we can bring in who I've worked with many times. She's very talented, very creative, and she's easy to work with. We can brainstorm with her and come up with the design that will bring the room to its full potential, and that's what she really, really wanted. Now, I could see she was really getting excited and couldn't wait to meet her. Well, now, after many happy clients later, I'm thrilled to have you, my listeners, meet Susan Whitney, a faux finish artist, and her company is called Off the Wall Painter. Hi, Susan, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Jan. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I've got to say, even though your name is Off the Wall Painter, you're always, in my opinion, right on with your creative ability. And my client was so thrilled with what you did. In fact, I think you went back to even do some more rooms in her home.
Absolutely. Yes, I did.
It was just what I love about what I do, though. I see the concepts and the ideas, then seeing the end product. So yes. It's just kind of, I almost feel sometimes someone gets pregnant and then they go through the whole process and have the baby. So I'm seeing the finished product.
Absolutely.
But again, I'm so excited to have you on the show because people sometimes don't really totally understand faux painting in many ways. But before we get to that, I was curious how you became a faux painter.
Well, Jan, that's like another hour show in itself to get down to step one, but I can make this very quick. I was involved in painting murals in the Pawtucket school system, and my husband gave me a gift certificate to the Newport Art Museum, and I think the day that I mixed paint with glaze and painted with anything but a paintbrush just fascinated me, and I knew right then and there this was my new career.
I use the analogy maybe here when someone who's very creative and maybe musically inclined and someone gives them a guitar and all of a sudden they start strumming the guitar or the violin or whatever. I think it's how you connect.
It's absolutely what
it's
happened
emotional,
to me. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I can see that because, again, you've done such great work. Just so people, not to assume people know everything here, what actually is faux painting?
Well, I believe that's a French word that means fake, tricking your eye. It's working with glazes and textures.
Really, I think also you can apply it to any surface when you
absolutely.
Think about it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. From cement to...
to anything. Because right. I think when you look at... all the different surfaces, I always hear from you, Jan, you can paint anything.
Yes, you can.
And it's so true.
So if you stop moving, I'll paint you.
Definitely. But just so people can understand, because they're all different types of faux painting, let's get into the different techniques, because I feel many, again, don't know the variety of options to create the look they want. First of all, and probably the most common you hear about, is sponging.
Yes, that one is the most calming, and personally, out of all of them, that is my least favorite one to do, because it almost looks like you are painting with a sponge. I'd rather rag it or bag it or about any other faux than with a sponge.
And two, it's what when you're creating, you have this vision of what you're putting together. It's what you're working with that, again, gives the depths, the layers, and all the different things you like to do.
Yes.
Dealing with that... what is ragging? Because
ragging is actually very beautiful and fun to do. That is taking a rag and putting it in glaze and rolling up the rag and rolling it down on the wall. The difficulty sometimes in doing a finish like that is you always have to make sure you have a wet edge. But I'm a very fast worker, and I'm able to keep that edge wet at all times. And ragging, to me, is very pretty. Faux finish.
And there's not one design that's all the same.
No, I'm sure none of them.
Now, what about stippling?
Stippling's actually fun to do, too. That is a brush that almost looks like those old-fashioned brushes you would use to buff your shoes with. They're rectangular shape.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And working with glaze and a stippling brush softens it. Softens the glaze so it becomes, it looks more transparent without pattern.
Okay.
In it.
Okay. I know here we're on the radio and it's hard to give word pictures, but
yeah.
I think you're doing a great job here.
Okay, good, thanks.
One of my favorite, which that I've seen you do in some situations we've been in together, is fresco design. Maybe this is very intricate, but it's drop dead gorgeous.
I think fresco is one of my favorite ones to do, and I would think for most faux finishes artists, it may not be. The fact for that is it's about 4 to 5 layers, and it's putting joint compound on the wall with a putty knife, and you know your putty knife's only so big, so it is time consuming, but I love creating textures on the wall to look kind of like an English muffin with all the nooks and crannies. And then, of course, you have to seal that and base coat it and then put the glaze on. And when the glaze goes on, it gets caught in all those nooks and crannies. Mm. And it creates such a beautiful, beautiful wall, beautiful texture.
I most definitely see with lighting. Because
yes.
With the, as you mentioned, the nooks and crannies, the high points and the low points, it can give a whole different feel. And as the day goes on, depending on natural light and shadowing and the lights at night, it just, it's almost like this movement going on all the time.
Also, I find with the using fresco, often walls are damaged. They are not perfect. They are not smooth. Or if you're trying to remove wallpaper and all of a sudden the wall behind starts coming down, you're almost safer to do a fresco finish a wall to cover up all the imperfections. I mean, just add more imperfections and it all looks like it's supposed to be there.
That definitely, yes. Especially in Newport, a lot of these old homes, and you see sometimes when if you're doing wallpapering, there's seams, things that right. are just, you know, with what you're doing, it just can massage the walls a little and it can mask any problems.
Absolutely.
And so it almost means that it should have been that way to begin with, knows at all. One quick thing, because we're going to have to go to break already. I can't believe this. I was on your website, which is a great website, offthewallpainter.com, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And you have beautiful murals and that you've done. That has to be such a fun job to do.
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, there's several of them here in Newport, like Spring Seasons Inn Bed and Breakfast. That is a place that had damaged wallpaper. And instead of frescoing her walls or whatever, we just ripped off some of the wallpaper and painted a beautiful mural.
I think anything could be endless. If you're getting feedback from the client and saying, here's what I want, or they have a beautiful scenery, a photo that maybe came from Maine that they want to recreate, it's all about what they want.
Absolutely.
And you can interpret it and bring it all together.
I mean, we have to go on a break.
I think we have to go to a break here because it's time is passing. And if you've just tuned in, this is All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Gerard, and you can reach me at 401-849-1668. The website is allaboutredecorating.com, and my special guest this week is Susan Whitney from Off the Wall Painter, and you can reach her at 401-575-7651, and her website is offthewallpainter.com, and when we come back, more from Susan on some great faux painting ideas. Welcome back, and if you just tune in again, this is All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Gerard, and my company is also called All About Redecorating Interiors, and you can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. My guest this week is Susan Whitney from Off the Wall Painter, and you can reach her at 401-575-7651. Before we went to break, we were talking about some ideas of the different types of faux painting. And one thing I did want to get into quickly was the marbling. Because on your website, again, you have a before and after of columns being, well, they look like marble to me. I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. They're a very fun project to do, actually. I have done those in several homes, and they're white plastic columns. And if you marble them, I use plastic bags and oil paints and never a brush because you would have the brush marks. So it's kind of a challenge to do because you want to be able to walk by and think it really is marble and not see any brush marks.
Well, I think you took me to a house over in King's Grant.
Yes.
And I took a double take. I couldn't believe it.
Those were...
I even touched it. It's just like, you know, you see silk flowers, and today it looks sometimes so real, and is it real or whatever? But they did a beautiful job with those columns.
Yeah, thank you. Marbling is also another thing you can do on your fireplace mantle.
Oh, good
often
idea.
You will find a fireplace mantle that's just white wood. And marbling adds a whole new rich texture to it. And
if you think outside the box,
Right. Seriously,
if you can think it, it can happen.
Absolutely.
That's what I feel, especially with faux painting.
Well, and working with you, Jan, you definitely are outside the box, and you pull me out there very often. Thank you.
Well, thank you on that because you know, it's brainstorming. It's feeding off each other because something can just... The light can go off and say, oh, my God, I have a great idea.
Right.
And you get excited. I get excited and then it all comes together. But then you interpret what I've been sharing with you, which is even more fun.
Well, and I'm able to show you other options or techniques. All you have to do is give me your color ideas, Jan. And
I thought this would be a good opportunity because what we've had, I think, the most fun with is that I was asked to be involved with two designer show houses through the Newport Show House Guild. And back in 2006, I was brought into There were two houses over in Carnegie Abbey, and I was involved with the kitchen down towards the waterfront. And what a house and what a view.
Yeah.
I mean, a view to die for. I sound like a commercial for them. But and when I was brought in, they had already the cream cabinets and slate flooring, which I thought was great because I kind of wanted to bring the outside in. And I really also felt an eclectic mix was needed, a little bit of vintage pieces coming in, but also combined with new pieces. And the thing that was intriguing to me were the vaulted ceilings. And I'm thinking, all right, I just don't want to do something that's safe because it's a kitchen. I wanted to do, right, again, outside the box.
Right.
So when I brought you in, of course, I was thinking and saying to you, if you remember this, that I wanted to do some kind of texture, decorative texture, the glazing, and I wanted to do, which was becoming very popular even then, was a rich, deep orange.
Right.
And of course, your eyes lit up and said,
Oh, let me
add it. But share about that. I mean, that was you did a fabulous job.
Well, and that was really exciting to me also, because there you were pulling me outside of my comfort zone, letting me paint a kitchen that was pumpkin orange with a poppy glaze. And the fact that the ceiling wasn't flat, it had all those angles. Glazing was probably one of the best things that you could have chose to do, because like you said, when the sun starts to set and the different angles of the ceiling with the lighting, the whole room just took on different characters from morning to night.
When you were doing all, and I could see, you did, I think it was a peanut shell color from Benjamin Moore.
Oh, I think that was the base.
Yeah, and that looked pretty, and everybody said, oh, this will be great. I said, oh, no. This is the base.
Right.
Wait till you see the real thing.
Yeah.
But I think I think you were bagging it, too.
I think I did bag it.
Yeah.
I enjoy bagging because it's very easy to get into the corners. You just shove the bag in once and pull it out, and the whole corner's done,
but
versus
sponging's
too hard.
Yeah, the design just flowed, and it's so unique to every situation you do, and then of course all the lighting that was just fabulous,
and then the sun setting in the room, it was on fire.
Oh, and remember next door, the dining room, there were and unbeknownst to me, orange leather chairs. So it's almost like this whole thing was tying in beautifully. But when the sun set, they had a preview party, the sun was coming down, and it was a bright orange, and that room just came alive. People were just blown away,
right?
And you did such a great job, and it's the lighting again that just brought everything to life. But it was just fabulous. But the next time we worked together on this next designer show house was last year in Narragansett. And I was looking at all the different rooms, seeing which one I wanted to do. And there was a small storage room, which I kept looking at saying, God, this room is not being used. It had plywood flooring. It just was left. Maybe it was going to be a closet. Who knows? And I said, I want to do this space. And I had an idea about doing a ladies' retreat, and I called it the Jewel Box, with all the rich tones that I was trying to incorporate so that the lady of the house could be there and enjoying a cup of tea. I was just kind of romanticizing this for a while, but I was just envisioning this could come together. It was only 11 by 14, if you remember.
I do remember, and I remember you being so excited about this little tiny room.
Well, again, I wanted to have the walls frescoed, again, because what you just talked about with the highs and lows and the rich textures, and it was kind of a warm, we'll call it a warm tan, just to give the word pictures here. And then the ceiling. This was, and you love doing this.
Oh,
and
yes.
Benjamin Moore has this product called Pearlescent Tint. And I picked out this color called Jealousy, of all things.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like a peachy, pinky base. But
people
normally would roll it on, and I asked you to brush it on.
Well, we tried rolling it, and it wasn't.
It was just boring.
Wasn't working, though. No.
Though the texture is beautiful because it almost has that translucent feel to it, but when the light hit it and the strokes from the brush.
Right. It actually made the room appear taller.
Oh, definitely. It pulled the eye up.
Yes.
Well, I did a lot of lighting, uplighting, and hidden behind furniture so that it would just pull the eye up, which, of course, looking at the walls, the light captured the walls, but then the ceiling just came alive.
Yeah.
And then there was the flooring.
Oh, yeah,
and
that was really fun, too.
Yeah, we had decided...
Knee pads on,
because we decided we were going to do a checkerboard floor.
Right.
With the same color of the wall, but then it was black and tan, we'll call it, checkerboard.
Yeah. Right.
You were amazing laying out all... We were going from space to space, trying to line up and make it even.
Right. It was
diamond shape, and you could not tell it was painted. Everybody thought it was a tile floor.
Right.
So again, you can paint anything.
You can, because it was, what was it, particle board or something?
No, it was plywood.
Oh, it was a plywood.
It was a mess.
Floor.
I had to, and we were sanding it down. We had to make it so the prep work was unbelievable.
But then again, Jan, that's what's so fun about working with you, is pulling me outside the box, because I don't think I would have painted that floor tan and black diamonds. You had this vision of this beautiful ceiling, textured walls, and diamond floors. And
well, then all the furnishings came together, and that light fixture, beautiful, which was 3 feet in diameter, which almost looked, was crawling vines with beautiful colored glass. I mean, it was just, I just had more fun.
If you want to see that, that's on my website.
Yeah, in fact, I'm getting it on my website, but you can go onto her website, offthewallpainter.com.
Yeah.
And I'm allaboutredecorating.com. But it was just really a fun project, because the layering, the lighting, the textures, and plus we had huge mirrors. Remember, they were 90-inch mirrors, three going across to reflect light back in the room, but it just brought all your work to life. It was just amazing to me. And I think probably the most difficult part was the flooring, just to make sure that
we had to stay in the lines and make those big diamonds.
Now, one thing locally people may have seen but don't realize you do it. I know you do a lot of residential work, but your commercial work. Talk about the 180 restaurant on Broadway.
Oh, yeah, that was a very big job, actually. And that was a job that had a situation with the walls not being smooth. And it was an old building, still is an old building, but they were remodeling and updating it, and I went in and frescoed all the walls in there. If you go to the ladies' room and look to the right on the wall, you'll see I carved my name right into the joint compound.
It's artwork, though. It's artwork.
As I signed it.
No, I remember seeing that, but oh, and they've done great things with lighting to really capture what you've done.
Yeah.
And that whole, it's the frescoed walls and just the whole layering and it just...
I even faux finished the outside of that building. If you look at the walls on the outside...
Oh, I never knew that.
Yep, that's done with plastic bags and it's done with exterior paints.
I didn't see that. Yeah. You got to get that on your website.
Well, I guess I do.
The one thing that I quickly want to mention, which I brought you in, and it was a commercial project up in East Providence. In fact, when I had on Allied Flooring a few weeks ago, he was a part of that. And this was, again, a building that was very dated, had a lot of this aqua color trim. And I had Susan come in to paint 35 doors to look like mahogany. And the railing, this was so dated. It was, it would never, and it ended up selling, by the way, a few months later. It looked so good. But what you did with the faux painting, people could not believe that you had painted it. They thought it was, again, real mahogany. And that's how incredible that came out.
Well, there was one door, only one door out of those 30 doors that was real mahogany. So that's the door I had to copy.
Right. So that was the inspiration.
Yeah, that one door. Jan finds the one door.
Well, I didn't want to paint it, and I thought, let's really bring this together. It had a Zen look. It had a Zen look to the whole property.
It reached it right up, really.
One thing, because we're running out of time again, the cement, painting cement. This is great on your website, the before and after. Tell us about that.
I think this is my favorite faux finish to do, actually, is cement front stairs. It cost an awful lot of money to have somebody come in and build stone stairs for you. You can have me, the faux finish artist, come in and paint your stairs to look like field stone, brick, actually any stone you want. All my stones cost the same, even the ones with a little gold flicking it. But they're very durable, and it becomes a conversation piece.
And they really need to check that out, because your website will show the before and after, because you can go to foundations, stairs, and again, whatever they want, they can have. So that's really critical. Right. But you know, we're out of time.
No,
I can't believe this. We could go on.
I know we could. Thank you, though, so much.
But I want to thank Susan Whitney again for being on my show this week. And as we were talking about her website, you can check it out, offthewallpainter.com, and you can call her on 401-575-7651. And again, to check out all the details, the before and afters, you'll just love it. And again, my name is Jan Girard, and you've been listening to All About Redecorating. You can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. Until next Sunday at 5, happy redecorating.